With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Wild weather is expected over the coming days.
From an atmospheric river and flooding in Hawaii to record heat in the Southwest and late season snow with two storm systems in a row, chugging along the country's northern tier, with one storm potentially strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone. While the Midwest and East will be plunged into single digits, the Southwest is facing a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures. Washington, D.C. saw record highs of 86 degrees Wednesday. The next day, it was snow. Experts linked the wild swings to a sharply dipping jet stream. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky calls the Trump administration's easing of sanctions on Russia not the right decision.
At a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than four-year-old invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky adds this easing along by the U.S. could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war. This certainly does not help peace. I believe that lifting sanctions will, in any case, lead to a strengthening of Russia's position. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The American military has ordered 2,500 Marines and an amphibious assault ship to the Middle East, a U.S. official said Friday, in a major addition to forces in the region after nearly 2 weeks of war with Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the NASDAQ plunged 206, the S&P 500 lower by 40, oil around $98 a barrel. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers kill an abortion bill, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The measure would have held a woman who has an abortion criminally liable. No other state, even those which have banned or sharply curtailed abortion, has such a law. The issue has divided pro-life advocates both in Tennessee and across the nation. Some say such legislation is needed to further protect the life of the unborn baby. Others argue it would hurt the pro-life cause, pointing out that many women who have abortions do so under pressure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in the largely conservative West African nation. The legislation also calls for punishing the promotion or financing of homosexuality, an attempt to crack down on LGBT advocacy groups. Laws proscribing homosexuality are common across Africa. More than 30 of the 54 countries criminalize same-sex sexual acts. This is SRN News. NASA has cleared its Artemis moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts. We hear more on the story from correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis 2 around the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning there's still work to be done there,
we are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years. Targeting a lunar landing for 2028. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.